Cantor's defeat hit the Republican conference like a bombshell, or so senior Republicans are saying. Florida Republican Mario Diaz-Balart counts Cantor as a friend. He says his loss leaves a gaping hole in the party.
You know, he's been the guy who has been willing to stand up to President Obama's more reckless issues, whether it was Obamacare or whether it was tax increases. He's a person who also, I think about the conference, has been one of the guys with the big ideas.
But there's no love lost in politics. The race is already underway to replace Cantor. The more conservative wing of the party wants Texas Republican Jeb Henschling to run, while other Republicans want to see California's Kevin McCarthy move from the number three spot to Cantor's number two position. Republican Pat Tiberi is a member of the Republican leadership team. He told a gaggle of reporters off the House floor that the race is already on.
A lot of people have asked me for support.
Have you given support?
A lot of people have asked me for support.
Have you given support?
I'm not going to talk about it today.
As for Speaker John Boehner's future, his allies, like Ohio Congressman Steve Stivers, says Cantor's loss makes Boehner all the more important for the GOP.
I think it's more important now than ever that he stay around for continuity, not just for the Republican team in the House, but for America.
With all the speculation swirling around who will replace Cantor, no one's floating the names of any Virginians. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.